Boy, schedule really timed out well with the weather change, Nick. Got all your meets in during the week, and you're good to go. Don't have to worry. If it rains, it rains. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, you know, yesterday we got our first round of challenge matches in again, so it worked out good yesterday. And then, yeah, we'll let it rain this weekend. And looks like Tuesday looks pretty good for us, a 70-degree day with some cloud cover and a little bit of breeze. But we're hoping that maybe Tuesday will keep dry, and that's what we want to see.
You're coming off a nice week. You had a couple of dual wins coming off the doubles invite. Came out with three dual wins this week.
Yeah, you know, the doubles invite was great. Good for the kids to go out and play some doubles and just get our feet wet a little bit, and that kind of transitioned us into the week. And took everybody to Lexington, and the Lexington I thought would be a pretty good team, but they've got a younger team. They had the four girls returning from last year's squad, so we thought it would give us a good battle in Lexington. And girls played well. I mean, they came out and just played some great tennis. I enjoyed watching Izzy and Rossum play one doubles. This is kind of a rematch with the team they'd played before, and put it to them pretty good. It's kind of a good win there. I think they beat them 8-4, and then on Tuesday in Lexington, that duel, they beat them 8-1, I believe, and just played well. Then singles play, I was really impressed with their singles play. Gosh, our girls played some great singles matches, and, you know, just thinking Elizabeth McConville had a great match, tough opponent, and beat her. That was a great win for her. You know, I think Rossin had a really good opponent and beat her. You know, good to see Izzy onto the singles course. Man, I love watching her play singles. She's so fun to watch because she has so many different tools to use. And it was a good match. You know, watching the girls play. You know, Abby and Brooklyn continued to do really well. You know, they're going to have a good season, I think, at playing one and two singles for her. So yeah, things are going well. You know, as a great tournament. We got all of our JVs on the courts, which is great to see them play. Some of those girls have never played before, so it was their first matches of their careers, and so it was good to see them have some success as well. Then had a nice day on Thursday, and you know, Hershey's, you know, down a little bit. I think they only had 8 or 9 girls, and they have 10 total. And Coach Hall, bless his heart, he's doing everything he can to make them be competitive, but it's just tough. You know, it's hard. You know, some of those girls, they've never played before, and we had no problems there. It was just a good opportunity for the girls just to play, get things started up before we get ready for the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs were good. They've got some good players, and we knew coming back they had about 4 or 5 girls back and just played great tennis. You know, I think it's kind of hard to play for Hershey because just not great competition. You know how that is? I challenged them. I said, don't play the level of competition. You got to play high level. And I don't think they quite got that message. With some of our matches we played against North Platte, we're really close at the start, but then, you know, you could just see the girls just settle in and get more battle tested and, you know, kind of widen the gap in some of those, because scores were like 8-3 or maybe 8-2, but man, it was like 8-4. I can talk, you know, Rossum was, I think she was 8-4, or I mean 5-4, and then she won 8-4, so. Yeah, Elizabeth McConville also, you know, really good opponent, a good player, and she was 4-3 and won 8-3. So it's just stuff like that that's crazy to see. And, you know, Brooklyn looked really solid, you know, bless her heart for sticking out and playing, you know, going through some tough times with her family. And, you know, she said, nope, I want to play. So she played lights out, you know, played well and very determined. And I know somebody up above was watching her play, so it was a good day for her. And, you know, Abby looked really solid. You know, she beat not a great opponent, but she just plays well, you know, consistent and smart. And her serve is getting much better. But the match of the day had to be two doubles. I mean, Elizabeth and Cassidy had some great chemistry going on, and they're just playing well. You know, Cassie's never played varsity tennis, and so Elizabeth's been great taking her under her wing and just saying, hey, this is how it goes, and this is how we're going to do things. And they won that one. I think it was 9-7, if I'm not mistaken. That was battle, back and forth. You know, we'd be down a game, we'd be up a game, and it just went back and forth. And finally, the girls got a break, and then we got to hold, and we held our game to 9-7. So that was a great matchup there. And then the JVs had quite a few wins. I think we had 26 out of the 30 matches played. So the JVs continued to play well, and it's great to get all those girls on the courts. And just a good day all the way through.
Going back to Lexington, they've got an indoor facility, which, man, I bet that comes in handy, doesn't it?
I tell you what, it's a great setup down there. you know where the football field and the track is. Just south of there is their six tennis courts, and they're in great shape. Then across the pond to the south of that, they had a huge open field of, I don't know if it was a baseball field or whatever it was, never ever used. And so their city said, well, we're going to put some courts in there. And so they built a brand new four-plex indoor court, and it is awesome. It is very awesome. Our girls and boys have been going to Lexington because it's only an hour and 20 minutes. So they've been going there and playing, you know, Saturdays and Sundays and whenever they can go instead of going to Kearney, because Kearney's where they would be going because they have that great Grundy indoor facility. Lights out. But yeah, I tell you, Lexington's got it made. They've got those six courts there. They got, you know, three other courts on their side of the park, and they got their indoor multi-purpose field that used for, they'll use that probably for our JVs, you know, but they didn't need to use it because they got the indoor facility. But yeah, great setup. Lexington's got it made, and Coach Salisbury's, I think he's in charge of the park and recs, and so he has a little bit of leeway in trying to make things work for tennis. But yeah, it's a great tennis community. Yeah, it's really impressive.
How much would it be to put a dome over yours?
Well, you know, we've talked to Mr. Gross. They do shovel-ready grants that, you know, the Y got. You know, Mitch over here, he could tell you a bit about those. They got a nice grant through the Y. He's ready to go if have another one of those come out through the government, and we'll build two more courts right at the high school courts. So I talked to the guys at the softball complex when they came into town and gave their spiel, and I asked them, I said, do you do more indoor facilities like with a building or if a bubble, and they do a lot more bubbles. It's just way cheaper. So I'm thinking, you know, that'd be something that we could definitely do. And they said, nice thing about that, you get about 20, 25 people, you can take that dome down in a half an hour time.
Really?
And you have two outdoor courts, and then in the winter, you put that thing back up and you have it in the winter time. So that's something that probably beyond my time, but who knows? You know, Bob Gahlke came over to the tennis meets and picked his brain. He might give us a nice donation. You know, those horse race winnings, you never know how that goes. Get those pony winners.
He is not even paying attention to us. Well, Walter,
it was good to see him over there, though.
Fill him in on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, just a thought.
It would be nice. It would be nice. It's something that can definitely be done. Obviously, we have the space for it.
Yeah.
It looked a little different because we talked about that last night with Coach Graff. He showed up and helped us out a little bit last night, and we were talking about that. And it looked different having two different courts, but if you could put an indoor, you know, dome over that, that'd be sweet. Mm-hmm. Really sweet.
Well, off to a good start. You feel like singles and doubles, this lineup right now, do you see it changing any?
No. Our lineup will be set. We did challenges yesterday, and, you know, Cassidy got challenged for her spot at number six singles, and she held her spot as 6-4 win. So she slaved herself for a couple of weeks, and, you know, Jaylee, you know, played a heck of a match, and it was a tight match all the way through. But we'll stay the same, and it'll be a couple more weeks of the same lineup, and watch the kids continue to gel and see what happens.
You got to go Tuesday, Thursday this week, aren't you?
Yeah, yep. Tuesday we have Hastings at home. Like I said, hopefully the weather stays nice, and Hastings has a really solid team. And I mean, this is my week to this last week is to look at all the scores and get them posted on the state dual team state dual championship. We all take different turns, and so this is my week to go through matches, and I've watched some Hastings matches, and they've had a couple nice wins against some really good opponents, and so it'll be tough. That'll be a tough matchup. They've got a solid team, and I'm excited, though. Playing at home, that'll be a great battle. That'll be a great one to watch. I'm excited for Tuesday to hit, and then Thursday's tough. Go to Grand to Kearney. It's the North Platte Invite, but they're going to play in Kearney until next year, and then North Platte have their course done. But, you know, Grand Island's got a phenomenal freshman that's going to come out and play. She's going to be really good. Kearney High, of course, obviously is good every year. Who else is going to be there? Gehring's a much improved team. I don't know if we'll be in their pool or not. So we'll definitely be in with Kearney or with Grand Island. One of those two teams will be in our pool. And then they do a crossover, obviously, how you do in your pools. But it'll be a day of some great tennis with some great competition. You know, the Bearcats will be there. We didn't get to see a whole lot of Scott's Bluff at North Platte Invite. So, yeah, it'll be fun to see some different teams and, you know, kind of get a feel for where everybody's at. And it's 12 teams. That's a pretty big field. That's one of the bigger tournaments we go to.